7 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you on this wonderful Wednesday morning. Don't forget, one of the positive things happening today, the Hate-O-Meter after the 8:30 news. So make sure we stay tuned for that. The weather, Dan, I have to say, yesterday, strange, thick, weird, hot. Today, I don't know. I woke up this morning. I'm like, ugh, is it going to be the same thing today? What are you thinking?
No, today is going to be a very different weather day than yesterday. You probably missed the worst storms.
Did not get it. This was it was a huge miss for us. Actually, the sun was out for a while, then it went away, and then it looked like the worst storm in the world was rolling in, and then we had it spit on us, and that was it.
I'm just trying to think that one storm that developed over central New Jersey started in Hunterdon County, and then it really fired up over Middlesex and then Monmouth. So it kind of missed
us.
Mercer, and it missed like southern Monmouth. Those were some of the lowest rain totals in the state. Yeah. So there were some spots that did not get hit with a storm yesterday. Sorry, not sorry. Most places
I was okay with that.
I mean, 3+ inches of rain, 40+ mile an hour winds, a couple of probable tornado touchdowns yesterday.
The flight cancellations.
Exactly.
I was just happy I was not traveling yesterday.
It was pretty nuts.
So what do you think today?
Much, much calmer. Yeah. The storm system is pulling away. Our final warnings were canceled early this morning. We just have some fog and drizzle and showers this morning.
Yeah.
You're going to see the sun peek out this afternoon. It's still a little sticky out there this morning. I mean, it's warm in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
That will slowly improve today. By this time tomorrow, you have a big smile on your face, Bill.
I'm kind of excited.
Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful weather day. And we really just flipped the switch back to pleasant weather. I've been saying yesterday was like the one snag in an otherwise beautiful week of weather here. Yeah. So we're right back into nice weather.
I'm happy that it wasn't, and it wasn't everywhere. So that was, we got rain, but it was just, you know, I was glad because the last time we got hit head on.
Yeah.
A couple days ago, last week, I don't know, my days are blending. Whatever the
and
last
as far as I know, I mean,
storm.
There were areas of flooding, but as far as I know, there's not a whole lot of like residual stuff.
I feel for the people who had their flights canceled 24 hours in advance in anticipation
that's
of
a
it.
Lot.
It's a lot because you're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. All right, so it is Wednesday. It's appropriate to talk about Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, and we can do that.
What do you
think? I think the weekend looks good.
Yeah.
The bulk of the weekend, you know, we've got, and I'll even include today. Today looks pretty good, aside from some isolated showers this morning, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. Most of Sunday looks good. I have to plug in some showers for Sunday night. But, you know, high temperatures in the 80s, humidity going down.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We will take that.
Dew point in the 30s?
Not quite that low.
Okay.
Let's say 50s, realistically. That is nice
not
and
70s.
Dry and comfortable. No. Not sticky, not steamy. This is like the first time in a while I don't have any alarm bells to ring for like nasty storms, extreme heat, or air quality concerns. Like, this is great. This
so
is
if this
a good
is your
forecast.
Beach week, you're okay.
I think you picked a good one. I think this weekend is a great excuse to go do something.
Water temperature?
70s to around 80. We're starting
we'll
to peak now.
We'll take it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, unbelievable. The political theater that goes on in this state. Let me just understand. So the governor gives a speech yesterday and admits there was a software glitch.
Mm-hmm.
She has fired the vendor.
Yep.
And the glitch was that people, 6,600 people who checked, no, I'm not a citizen, still got put on the voter rolls.
Correct.
Okay. So two issues and I have a lot of questions on this. The first is, and you said it in the news, if illegals were not able to line up in New Jersey and get a driver's license, the glitch never happens.
Correct.
Now, how quickly will it take Republicans who supported this, like Jack Cittarelli, who's now lost 3 times, to say, you're welcome. We would have never discovered the glitch had we not pushed for driver's licenses for illegals. Because they're now using this as a rallying cry. But I think, now here's my, I don't know if this is full tinfoil hat, but I wanted to run this by you, what you thought. I think the Democrats did this on purpose to expose the glitch and say, you know what? 6,600 people, only 400 voted. That's not enough to turn any election. And I wonder if this is not a political distraction because Mark Wayne Mullen is coming in saying, guys, we've got potentially millions. And he identified 250,000 in just 4 states. So 6,600, it's almost like the Democrats are saying, we're okay. We had a tiny fraction. What do you think?
I don't think that's tinfoil hat at all. I think that was a bit of strategery on Mikey Sherrill's part and Democrats to get out in front so that Republicans couldn't beat him over the head with it endlessly. Questioning the integrity of the elections. Now, it does question the integrity of the elections, and it does it matter whether it's one vote or 400 votes? At what point do you get to a number large enough to matter?
So that's the, and this is the big question. How many of the people that you reported on, now you're not going to necessarily know the answer to this, but I'm throwing this out as I think the question has to be asked. You reported, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that there were illegal aliens asking to be taken off the voter rolls.
Correct.
How many of those people from a month ago overlap with the 6,600? Because if one of them doesn't overlap, that shows a bigger problem.
Well, and you also have the U.S. Attorney for New Jersey who has prosecuted multiple people for illegally voting.
Yes.
And, you know,
how many of those are on the list?
And as it's funny, as I was listening to the coverage yesterday and I was looking into this myself again and I was talking to, you know, Republicans, Democrats, analysts, I was reminded of that quote from Mark Twain when he said, if voting made any difference, they wouldn't let us do it.
That's a great. That is a fantastic point. It's easy to be super, super cynical, but you bring up a good point. Multiple illegal aliens charged in May of this year with illegally voting. Yes. I'd like to know, and here's a question for you, Governor Sherrill. How many of those are on this glitch? Because if one of them is not on the glitch, you obviously have a bigger problem, and this is nothing but a distraction. All right, 1-800-283-101.5. If you're illegal and have cast a vote, I'd like to hear from you. I'm kidding. I doubt you're going to call, but I would like to hear from you. What do you think? Are New Jersey elections secure? 1-800-283-101.5, 618, Fast Traffic.
Morning Conversation. Now, back to Bill Spadia on New Jersey 101.5.
625 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, guys, don't get distracted. You know, I'm watching on the internet and social media, and people are like, oh my God, 6,600 illegals on the voter rolls in Jersey. That is not the story. Whether you want to be up in arms over that, don't be distracted. You got a bunch of Republicans who are vying to potentially run for governor in 2029. And the reason, by the way, they're talking about 2029 is they want to distract you away from the fact that Republicans are headed into a disaster in 2027 unless something is done about it, because they've got subpar candidates, subpar incumbents, and they've been on all sides. You know, half these guys have been in the legislature for so many years. They have been complicit with the Democrats running the state into the ground. So now they're coming out, all kinds of sound bites. We told you it's a bigger problem. Yeah. But meanwhile, you've done nothing. You've done nothing over the past 8 years. And that's the problem. We're here, and this is now exposed because New Jersey Republicans supported licenses for illegals. So the fact that you had 400 that we know of, that we now have a direct report on, that voted, 400 illegals voting in our elections, is a direct result of the fact that Republicans sided with Democrats. Now, to be fair, Declan O'Scanlan, who's going to run for governor potentially in 29, did vote against Murphy's push to get driver's licenses for illegals. But he was one of the biggest advocates and champions of Jack Cittarelli, who's now lost three times. And Cittarelli was a champion of driver's licenses for illegals, saying that, don't worry, it'll lower our insurance costs. I mean, just unbelievable, the nonsense. So the Republicans are complicit with this problem, but here's the bigger issue. There is, in May, there were indictments coming down from the U.S. attorney going after illegals who were on the voter rolls. Then beyond that, there was a whole issue, and there's an article that I will end up posting in an article that I'm going to write, that non-citizens were all over the voter rolls, and this goes back to June. So even before we had this problem, this has been pointed out. So the question I have is, why the timing now? Why is Mike Sherrill? Think about it. Why would a Democratic governor come out and say, hey, look at this problem? There's a reason. She is distracting you from the real problem. The real problem is we have some 17 to 20 million people in this country that came through during Joe Biden's year that don't belong here. You have an estimated 900,000 people in New Jersey alone. Just look at the report from Paul Kenitra, who went to the border. After we were at the border, he went, he came back. He did a really great comprehensive report on this, showing that it's somewhere in the $7 billion range that it's costing us for all these illegals. And then at the same time... You've got nearly a million people here. So what Mikey Sherrill's trying to do is say, no, the problem is isolated to a computer glitch. Well, that is just a tiny tip of the iceberg piece of this story. And why is it important to call this out? Because we cannot afford to allow Republicans or Democrats to get sound bites out of this. We need hardcore, aggressive, real action on this. We need to start by eliminating licenses for illegals. We need to move forward with a re-registration of every New Jerseyan to do it again and make sure that they are citizens. We should take the lead in New Jersey that you have to show a birth certificate or a legal paper that you are legally now a new citizen here and then re-register to vote. Otherwise, you will never, never get to a point where you can say with certainty that we can protect the integrity of these elections. All right, Mark and Obridge, hang in there. I'm going to get to you right after the break. Everybody else, hang in there. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Do you think your vote counts, and do you think that our system has been overrun by glitches? And do you agree with me that this is just a talking point that Cheryl's trying to get away with something? 1-800-283-101.5. Right now, 6:30. Eric Scott with you.
To Bill Spadia on New Jersey 101.5.
.639 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. And we're talking Jersey, and we're talking specifically about illegals voting in our elections. Now, what's interesting is that many of us have been yelling about this for many, many, many years. And talking about the fact, we've been talking about this since when Donald Trump first got elected in 2016. So it's been a 10-year battle to talk about how we make sure we shore up the country and kick out the criminal aliens and prevent them from voting. And then in New Jersey, we had Republicans, your last nominee, last two times for governor, same guy, supporting licenses for illegals. And he was supported by the same people who are now screaming, oh, I told you there was fraud. Really? Sit down. Sit down, you hypocrites. And then on the other side, you've got Republican legislative leaders who want you to give them money and vote for them because they support Donald Trump's deportation. Really? Then why are you suing the Trump administration over the Roxbury Detention Center? Again, sit down, you hypocrites. So we need to talk about where there is real leadership. And it's very hard to see that because I will tell you this, guys, Mikey Sherrill is going to outmaneuver the Republicans again. Again. Because she knows, and the Democrats know, that 6,600 people with only 400 allegedly voting is not going to change any statewide contest nor any congressional contest. Now, it might change a local contest. However, remember, the governor was very smart yesterday. What did she say? Don't worry. Those 400 votes were scattered all over the state. Nothing to see here. Meanwhile, there are illegals that have been targeted by law enforcement that were voting since 2015 in New Jersey. That has nothing to do with the glitch. How about the indictments in May from the U.S. attorney on illegals voting in 2020? That wasn't a part of the glitch. So, guys, the glitch is like when you see one roach crawl out from your kitchen cabinet. You see that little guy clicking around, gross, and you think, oh, I killed him. I'm done. No, you're not. Where there's one, there are potentially thousands. Let's go to Mark Rizzoli in Old Bridge. How you doing, Mark? You're one of the few smart, strong, independent-minded Republican leaders at the local level, Mark. So thank you for being consistent all these years.
Bill, and I want to thank you. You were the first person to reach out to me and give me a platform. We both raised the alarm on this. We were called racist, xenophobic.
Yep.
But here's the fact. We were right.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we have weak Republicans. We have the Democrats who are, they're both complicit. And here's the reality. If you have anyone illegally voting, our voting system is not secure. And I think vote by mail should be suspended immediately pending proof that the voter rolls have been purged.
Of course. I think we need a re-registration, Mark. I think that it is reasonable. I am hoping that Congress would act on this, but they're a bunch of spineless cowards, too. The problem is, what we really need is for the federal government to come in and say, you cannot vote in a federal election unless you re-register and prove you're a citizen. Now, when the SAVE Act passes, even the SAVE Act is not going to matter unless you have a re-registration. You can't just keep it. I still get sample ballots for people that are long dead that lived in my house. I mean, come on, right? Like, so you don't think somebody's showing up and voting for them? And how easy is it? What ID are they even asking for? My God, if a criminal alien can get a New Jersey driver's license, wow, we learned nothing from 9/11. Then, right?
My first thing on the council, I sponsored a resolution of opposing licenses for illegals just because of that. Listen, if you look at the 9/11 commission report, a terrorist values any form of ID because it gives them credibility in the country. This goes well beyond voting. And here's what I want to say to everybody out there. The Democrats were importing third world criminals to start a new constituency within our state, which required them to vote. And I'm calling BS on this now manufactured housing crisis that's reshaping the landscape of our communities because the illegals are impacting this housing crisis.
That's right.
So it's all manufactured.
The whole thing. Imagine if we deported a couple hundred thousand illegals out of New Jersey. What would happen with... You don't have a housing crisis now.
Exactly. I mean, this is... You know, and I've said this numerous times on your show, Bill, and people want to argue with me. This is an organized crime operation within the Democrat Party. It really is, because if you're violating federal immigration law, you're breaking the law. You can put any spin on it that you want. You're incentivizing illegal immigration into New Jersey, and voting is one of the reasons why.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And this is the thing. I mean, you know, we're hearing that Cittarelli is going to run again in 29.
Listen, every room he goes into, he changes his platform. He was big on it. And you know what? I laugh now how his people are crying that he was cheated because illegals were voting. Well, he supported driver's license for illegals.
Exactly. And not only that, you know what? No matter how many illegals voted, they don't account for a 15-point loss. Sorry.
Exactly.
You know what? You could cheat three. You're not cheating 15.
And Bill, before I go, all these cowards down in Trenton, the Tony Bucos of the world, step aside and let real, solid Republicans take the lead.
Well, Tony's not a real Republican. I mean, Tony Bucco is I've said this, he's not half the man his father was. His father was really a great member of the legislature, a strong, solid man of integrity. And Tony slips into the seat after his dad passes away. And, you know, it's all emotion. Because look at it. Tony, as the town attorney in Roxbury, here's a guy actively involved in a fight with the Trump administration. Don't forget, Mark, these Republicans in Morris County gave cover to Mikey Sherrill so Mikey Sherrill could say the opposition to the detention center was bipartisan. They literally provided her cover for that. And why? All not in my backyard. And you know what? If the Republicans had any strength in them, they should have been fighting to reopen the county jails. That should have been the big platform. They ignored it.
1,000%. We won't need detention centers if the county jails cooperate.
Of course. And they can't under the Immigrant Trust Directive, which is now law. So I guess the reason I'm bringing this up, Mark, is that it's a bigger issue. And the problem is that Republicans will fall into the soundbite of the 6,600, instead of saying this is a problem that is enormous with the entire system. And as long as you've got Republicans fighting for licenses for illegals or covering for the guys that did, which is what O'Scanlan has been doing for years, then you've got other members of the legislature who are actively involved in legal action against the sitting president and the actions of deportation. for the independent voter, like, well, what's the difference between Republicans and Democrats? That's the problem. And which is why I point out, Mark, that you are an independent-minded Republican, because the back room hates you. They tried to take you out.
Listen, not only did they hate me, they literally, literally slandered my family and I.
Yeah.
Because I would not participate in any of their nonsense that they were doing to you. Let's face it. It was all about defeating you.
Isn't that funny? They got what they wanted.
Here's the thing. They work harder against us than they do for the people who elected them. How about you put that same effort into cleaning up New Jersey?
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, we're going to keep shouting from the rooftops. And, I want to throw this out there to any independent-minded voter out there. Do you agree that we've got a problem in New Jersey? And who do you think has the solution? 1-800-283-101.5. Mark Rizzoli, always good to talk to you. It is now 6:48. Bob Weishan. Six 56 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I'll have all these factoids that I'm throwing out there posted at nj1015.com/Bill Spadia soon. I'm going to send over an article to producer Thomas in about a half hour, and he'll get that posted. But a couple things that are really important here. First, we were talking about the governor coming out yesterday admitting, hey, 6,600 illegals are on our voter rolls, and she ordered that cleaned up. Okay, blame Murphy, blame the vendor. Guys, the vendor is the scapegoat here. Did they make a mistake? Yes. But remember, it was Republican Jack Cinerelli, supported by Declan O'Scanlan, who pushed hard and provided the Democrats the cover they needed to pass a law that allowed illegals to get driver's licenses. So let's not forget, that was a bipartisan issue. That was strike one. Strike two is you've got the Republican leader in the Senate, Tony Bucco, who was screaming and yelling about illegals getting licenses. Now he's turned around. He is firm. Here's the town attorney in Roxbury. Do you know what Roxbury, Morris County is doing right now? They're suing President Trump's administration to stop a detention center in Roxbury. So, okay, guys, you want people to give you money, you want people to vote for you, and you're going to pretend you support President Trump? You're just hoping nobody knows you're suing him. Well, they know now. Bucco is one of the biggest hypocrites in the Republican Party in New Jersey. So I'm saying this because I'm sick and tired of Republicans trying to get a soundbite when in the back room they do nothing to fight for you. This is a much bigger issue than 6,600 people. The U.S. attorney was indicting people back in May. We have records of illegals voting back to 2015, long before there was any computer glitch. All right, let's go to Jeff in Point Pleasant. What are you thinking, Jeff?
Hey, Bill. So the whole driver's license system is messed up in the whole country. You have commercial driver's licenses, which are federalized. All of the state licenses should be federalized.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with you.
So the government controls all of them. Every driver's license should be exactly the same from state to state.
Yep.
Now, on that driver's license, like a military ID, you could add a computer chip. Okay? When you go to vote, if you're not a citizen, you don't have a computer chip on that driver's license. You stick that into the
problem,
machine,
Jeff, the problem, you're allowed to vote. The problem is, it's the same problem that I ran into when I advocated for electronic voting back almost 10 years ago, that the conservatives are so afraid of the government cheating that they want paper ballots. The liberals are so afraid of the Republicans cheating that they want to make sure that they can overwhelm the rolls with illegals. So you can't. It's hard to get the two sides together. Remember, people are opposed to the national ID. I think the way you and I will find common ground on this is in order to vote in a federal election, you should get a federal voter ID card, which you can only obtain by proving you are a legal citizen. That, to me, solves the problem, right? But separated from driver's licenses, separated from everything else, you prove you're a citizen, you get an ID card. I have to use that card to, if we can handle the the fact that all of our accounting and money is electronic, then we should be able to track this it the same way, even if we do in-person voting with paper ballots. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you. All right, 7 o'clock. Eric Scott with the news right now. Seven 12 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Interesting, Eric, talking about this glitch. I think now I'm going to double down. I agree. It's not only is it not tinfoil hat, but I went through the numbers. So Mark Wayne Mullen, head of Department of Homeland Security, put out a letter just a few days ago, or last week, talking about, I have to get the date of the letter, but he mentioned California, New Jersey, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Letter was dated July 17th. So what is today? Today is the 22nd?
Yeah.
Right? So 5 days ago.
Yep.
And they found that there are, now this is a preliminary view of the state's voter rolls. In California, 190,832 non-citizens registered to vote. In Nevada, 15,903. In Pennsylvania, 14,576. You know what the number was in New Jersey? 35,152. So that's not a glitch. And then I went back and I found a letter from the Atlantic County Election Board. And they had a voter, they threw off the rolls, who had voted back in 2000,
yeah.
who was
yeah.
here illegally.
Yeah, I mean, this is
so
not,
this is a joke. No, this glitch is a total distraction.
Well, and I think it's interesting, you know, so President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, he tweeted out yesterday, "I regret to inform you that once again, the thing that never happens has happened 6,600 times.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's, look.
I like him. Meadow. I think he's a solid guy.
Yeah, he can be very snarky, which I respect.
Well, if you're Meadows and if you're Mark Wayne Mullen, this proves your point.
Yes.
If you're Donald Trump, you're like, guys, I've been saying this, but they're going to continue to pursue. I'm glad the Mark Wayne Mullen letter was dated July 17th and came out before the glitch.
Yes.
Because to me, it proves the point that we have a much deeper problem.
You know, why not undertake a comprehensive review / purge of the voter rolls? There's no reason not to, unless you're afraid that you're going to uncover far more than what your supposed computer glitch has revealed.
Well, or if you want it that way. I mean, I think this is actually, let me listen to this. I'm going to take this down a long road. Dale Caldwell, who Lieutenant Governor and New Jersey Secretary of State, gets a letter from Mark Wayne Mullen. He's on this letter. This letter was sent to him. This is a huge opportunity for him to steal an issue away from Republicans the way Mikey Sherrill stole the energy and affordability issue during the campaign.
Well, yes. I mean, you and I were talking offline about that. And, you know, you can say whatever you want to say about Mikey Sherrill and, you know, her policies. But her front office staff, particularly her messaging staff, has really outmaneuvered the Republicans, I mean, since the campaign.
Yeah.
And they continue to do that. And you know, this is another opportunity. Because, look, the Murphy administration knew this was going on. They buried it. I don't doubt that part of her story at all. But, you know, I heard from a couple of reliable sources that this was not even so much a glitch as it was MVC policy.
Yeah.
Can't prove it yet, but, you know.
I've heard that, too. That they literally flipped it from no to yes.
Correct. As the default.
As the default. It was like when Ralph Nader's group, the Public Interest Research Group, it was a negative checkoff. You had to, your money, when you signed up for college and paid tuition, if it was a PIRG school, if you didn't check it, it defaulted to yes. You had to opt out. Same thing here. It's almost like you have to opt out of being registered to vote.
Yes, and I think that's
that's a problem.
A problem, right? I mean, it's, you know,
jeez.
Obviously, you want everybody to say yes, I want to vote. if you're a citizen.
Well, it's funny, too, because they said that in what Mark Waymolin has uncovered, most of them are Democrats. Like, they're not, there may be a handful of Republicans.
Yeah.
Funny, most are Democrats. That's interesting. I mean, you know, I don't know. I think the problem is, and maybe your comment about the post from Mark Meadows is accurate, that it's every year we report on something that somebody adamantly denies. This is absolutely not happening.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, these vaccines are safe and effective. You will not get COVID. Don't worry. I mean, oh, God, it's just, I don't know. I think, Eric, it's why people get frustrated and they don't vote.
Well, and right. And this right. is this, you know, you talk about disenfranchised voters. It's the current system, political climate, and the years of just governmental mismanagement by both political parties. That's the biggest driver of voter disenfranchisement.
Yeah.
Because you have the point, you know, I think back to, you know, Florio Free in 93 and the tax revolt and all of the things that kind of spawned this radio station.
Yeah.
You didn't have that sense of hopelessness
right.
that you have now. I don't know that you could replicate that again, because I think most people are so disconnected and just disheartened about the current climate that they just... I don't want to be involved.
They have no long-term plan. So it's a knee-jerk. You know, Declan is going to put his face out there. Did you see his flyer he put out with his arms folded?
Yeah,
he's
looking
all like he's going to be the chief executive. And so he'll run on this to get sound bites out of it. But there's no long-term plan. They'll get distracted by something else in 10 minutes, and they will never go back. This is a comprehensive problem that needs a long-term solution. Dot, you'll be first on the other side, but right now it's 718. My number's 1-800-283-101.5, by the way. You want to weigh in on the mess that is New Jersey voting. 718, Fast Track.
Bill Spadia on New Jersey 101.5.
726 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, guys, don't get distracted. This glitch is just simply not the real problem. The glitch is only a political narrative that allows Governor Sherrill to say, see, we don't have a problem. We had a glitch. Software company, Phil Murphy, 6,600 votes out of 6 million. That's not even a glitch. That's a rounding error, as we've heard other politicians talk about. So, and she would be right if it's only 400 people. That wouldn't be, who's jumping up and down over 400 votes? No, the real problem is that this is purposefully distracting away from Mark Waymolin and the President of the United States, who are actively uncovering real fraud. The estimate in New Jersey on the preliminary review, more than 35,000 illegals. And we have proof through letters that we can pull up that I will post that we've had illegals voting back as far as 2000, the year 2000. We had indictments just back in May on criminal aliens voting in 2015. This is long before we had a computer glitch. Long before Republican two-time nominee Jack Chitterelli supported licenses for illegals. Long before we had the Senate Minority Leader in Tony Bucco embroiled in an active legal attack on President Trump. Long before the Republicans sold their souls. So we got a problem. And it will require a complete re-registration. And I'm telling you, we need the federal government's help here, because the Republicans are so weak in this state and the Democrats are so woke and so complicit in fraud that we need help. Let's go to Dot in Burlington. Morning, Dot. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you you work at the polls. What have you dealt with?
Well, what was interesting on the last election that we had when Trump was running for the second time.
Yeah.
They normally, I'm at you're at your own poll station, but they changed me that year. Okay, and I've been doing poll working for quite a few years. But anyway, so I was at another poll station, and in New Jersey, you are not allowed to ask for any ID. That's
right.
A fact.
Right.
So what happened with me? You know, I had someone come up to me, because they come up to you. You can go to any of the people that are sitting there, and he came up to me, and I said, "What's your name?" Me to speak no English.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "What? You speak no English?" and he hands me a driver's license. Okay? So I'm looking at it. So the Democrat person, you know, of course, they hear what's going on. And I said, well, you're not in the system, so how can you vote?
Right.
So she came over and she goes, oh, Dot, don't worry about it. She says, we're just doing provisional ballot. And I said, well, why?
Right. Why?
Right. Why?
Yep.
Again, don't worry about it. Okay.
Well, and that's, Dot, you're speaking volumes on the problem here. And this is the thing that
is a problem.
We have a system that is designed to allow cheating and fraud. And you know, I go back to 2021, and a lot of people were mad that the Republicans did not sue then. We knew there were tens of thousands of votes that were fraudulently cast. We knew it. But to prove it is very hard. And the problem is that when Trump put all those lawsuits forward, a lot of the reasons they were thrown out was not on the merits of the case. It was on the standing of the people bringing the lawsuits. So the Democrats hide behind that and say there's never really been a problem. But we know there's been a problem. Now we have proof that a problem existed here. But if we only look at the glitch, we're going to miss the main point. Dot, thank you. Appreciate you. Because I'd like to find out if that guy that spoke no English was one of the glitch, or is he one of the others? Because once you uncover that there are others, which we are proving today, you know you have a much wider problem. It could be hundreds of thousands of voters. Right now, though, it's 7:30. Eric Scott with the news.
Bill Spadia on New Jersey 101.5.
.7 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I want to wrap this conversation up, but I do think it was really important for us to have it this morning. You know, bottom line is this, that New Jersey Governor Mike Sherrill revealed yesterday that there was a software error glitch at Motor Vehicle, which improperly registered around 6,600 non-U.S. citizens to vote. The glitch happened between June 2023 and June 2024. So think about this. Here's the glitch. You go in to get your license. You check, no, I'm not a citizen. And what happened is you end up getting registered anyway. And according to the governor, that somewhere around 400 people reportedly actually cast a ballot in the election, one of the elections since then. Now, when you think about that, she says, don't worry that because it was only 400, no elections were actually swayed because it's only a tiny fraction. Here's the problem. Now, the first obvious problem is let's attack the glitch. The glitch doesn't happen without driver's licenses for illegals. So illegals in New Jersey, and we now know a pretty comprehensive report done by Paul Knitra, the assemblyman in Monmouth and Ocean County, showed that we have somewhere around 900,000 illegal aliens in New Jersey. So the idea that only 6,600 were registered doesn't make sense, first of all, just given the volume. But remember, the fact that we have these illegals here led some Republicans, including the last nominee in 21 and 25 for governor, to support driver's licenses for illegals. Think about that. We're in a fight to save our culture and our citizenship and our country. And you've got Republicans, really the head of the party. I mean, Chitterelli is effectively the head of the Republican Party in New Jersey. And they became champions of giving driver's licenses to illegals. And they said it out loud. Yeah, it'll make our roads safer, they said. It'll lower your insurance costs, they said. What did we say? We said from go, this will lead to voting. And it did. So now we know that. So that's number one. Number two, you have Republicans who are supposed to be fighting the Democrats every step of the way, because the problem, again, is we have a sanctuary here with the Immigrant Trust Directive, which has now become law, that illegals can just stay here, live, work, don't worry about it. You don't need to follow our laws. And Republicans like Tony Bucco, the head of the Senate minority, you can't make this up, actively involved actively involved in a legal attack on President Trump and Mark Wayne Mullen, saying we're not going to allow you to put a detention center, not in my backyard. Meanwhile, these same Republicans are going to ask for your support. Why is it a problem? Well, because if you've got Republicans not fighting Democrats, but instead fighting our own president who wants to solve this problem, that's a big deal. Now, let's go further. They say, don't worry, isolated to 6,600. Okay, really? Not true. It's not true. How do we know it's not true? Because the RNC, Fox News reported this a few months ago. They've got documentation showing that illegals were voting in New Jersey back to the year 2000. It's been a 25-year problem, guys. Then the U.S. attorney in the District of New Jersey actually charged multiple aliens for voting in federal elections back to 2020. That's 3 years before the glitch. So we have proved the point. So why is the governor doing this? Because she doesn't want to deal with the real numbers that Mark Wayne Mullen, as the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, has pointed out, that there are no fewer than 35,000 illegals on our voter rolls. 35,000. Well, let me tell you, guys, that's enough to sway a congressional election. That's more than enough to sway mayoral contests, commissioner contests. That's the problem. So now the Republicans who've been covering for this all this time are now screaming from the rooftops. Too little, too late. We need new blood. We need independent-minded Republicans to challenge the Democrats. Why did, you know, it's a problem at every level. Our voting system lacks integrity, and we have evidence now going back to 2000, 26 years. What have these guys been doing? By the way, we had a Republican governor between 09 and 17. So no more excuses now. You want the sound bites? How many Republicans have the guts to stand up and call out Bucco and ask for his resignation as the head of the Senate? He ought to resign completely from everything. How are these guys allowed to hold office and then work for taxpayer money to be assigned to these towns as attorneys? You got to be kidding me. The whole thing stinks. And the voters know it. Why do you think people aren't voting Republican? Why do you think Jack lost by 15 points? Because they're sick of the hypocrites. They're sick of the weakness. Let's go to Sal in Point Pleasant. Morning, Sal.
Good morning, Bill. Let me tell you, since this story broke, my blood has been boiling.
Sure.
Because I've been saying it all along myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, it's not 6,600. No. It's probably more like 66,000. And it's, we had our 10 in the wrong spot. It's probably even more than that. And I'm going to tell you something. This was done intentionally. It wasn't a mistake. It was intentional to keep the blue areas of New Jersey completely blue. I guarantee you it's going to be Union County, Essex County, Bergen County, all those counties that are strictly blue. And I'm going to tell you something else. The fraud is rampant. And each one of these people that got a driver's license should be charged with tampering with paperwork and immediately picked up by ICE and put on detainers to get deported. Because they committed fraud, right? And at the end of the day, my blood is boiling. I said this back in 2023. They're trying to rig the election again.
Sure.
They're trying to do it again.
Well, go back, Sal.
How do you think they did this?
Sal, go back to 2021 when we were able to show then there was rampant fraud and Jack and the NJGOP raised millions of dollars. And then refused to fight it. They refused to fight it.
Bill.
Of course.
Jack Kinnaird should be embarrassed. Same with. Oh, my God. The guy I hate the most is what's his name? The ex governor.
Who? Murphy?
Not Murphy. The one.
Christy?
I can't remember his name.
Christy?
Christy,
isn't it funny?
Hate him the most.
It's so funny.
He sold our party down the river.
There's more animosity to Republicans in power than the Democrats. But the reality is, we have to clean up the Republican House first. This is an opportunity for Republicans. Let's see if they take it. Sal, thanks for calling. Appreciate you. All right, your call's coming up. Hey, they're talking about a curfew in Clark for 11 p.m. Should more towns be putting on teen curfews? What are your thoughts? 1-800-283-101.5, 748. Fast traffic with Bob Williams. Getting 757 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So the report is that the cops in Clark, and I love Clark Township, great place. My good friend, former Mayor Sal. I think he's away on vacation. I'd love to hear him weigh in on this. But the cops have asked for an ordinance that would keep people under 18 off the streets after 11 p.m. So you wouldn't be able to go to a park, a sidewalk, a shopping plaza, and between 11 and 6. And it looks like what the police are looking for is they want to be able to issue warnings and summonses and even require community service in some cases. Now, the problem is that people right away have issues with an overreach from police officers. And I get it. We're a little scarred from the COVID lockdowns, et cetera. That said, I like this idea. I think the cops are right. I think an under 18 curfew is a smart idea because this is one way to combat these pop-up rallies, parties, people that are up to no good. You know, let's face it. What's a teenager doing at 11:30 at night in the park? I mean, come on. You know, what do you think they're doing? They're looking at this stargazing? No. They're probably drinking or doing drugs. So I like this idea. I think it's time that we start focusing on our communities and start cleaning them up. And one way that we can clean them up is with a curfew. So I 100% support this. And I think all towns should consider, and maybe your town does. So let me ask you, does your town have a curfew that prevents anyone under 18 from being on the street after 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock? I'd be okay if they did midnight to 6, you know, tweak it in a little nuanced way. But generally speaking, I like this idea. Guys, we have to start empowering police officers. And, you know, you don't want to, if you call the cops because you've got a suspicious character walking around, it would be nice to have a local ordinance that would back you up. So it all of a sudden doesn't fall into a racial conversation or, you know, all the different things that could make it very problematic. Nope, sorry, you just don't belong out there. Do we need any more examples of what has happened at the Jersey Shore over the past few years with these punk kids, whether it's the boardwalk in Asbury or Jenks or Wildwood? I mean, come on. You've got example after example after example. Maybe it's just a summer curfew. Because, guys, if you're in town, if you're in Clark after midnight, you live there or you're a guest. And if you're not a resident or a guest or hanging out at one of the restaurants and leaving there with whoever you're with, you're up to no good. So I think the curfew is a smart idea. What do you guys think? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. The time is 8 o'clock. What's next is the news with Eric Scott right now. It's 8:11 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So Clark, New Jersey, looking to put in a curfew for anybody under the age of 18, 11 to 6. P.M. to 6 a.m. And some residents push it back. So the measure kind of stalled at the council meeting yesterday. But just so we're clear, I think this is a great idea. Kids hanging around after 11 o'clock on the sidewalks, in the parks, they are most likely not stargazing or working to clean up the park. No, they're most likely drinking, using drugs, or up to other nefarious activities. And none of it should be happening. The cops should be empowered. You want to get your drugs off the street. You want to get your riffraff, your thugs, the people who are going to be up to no good, sometimes coming in from other towns. Guess what? Put a curfew in. That means you eliminate everything. It's based on age. You're a young person, you got to get off the street. So it takes away race and everything else, and it allows for the cops to do their job to keep your neighborhood safe. What do you think? Let's go to Alan in Ocean County. Good morning, Alan. Hey, Alan, Try that. Try it again. I can't hear you.
Oh, I said no. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Great topic. I think that the council members should definitely pass this. It's definitely not an overreach in terms of the police. I believe what we've seen down here in the shore areas, a lot of the small towns, not even particularly the bigger towns, but the smaller towns that are near, you know, Seaside and Point Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big issues is, you know, you've seen it and talked about it, the kind of pop-up meetup.
The rallies, they're terrible.
The rallies, yeah. And you get, and the problem is, I mean, you know, kids need to have fun, they need to have a place to go to, but there is a fine line between when you're 17 and when you're 18. And I think the biggest thing to consider is when you have a couple dozen kids that are just bored at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they're 17, 16, 15 years old, you know, the police do not have, they don't have as much ability to treat them like an adult. I mean, if you're 18, there's a fine line. If you're 18 and you're caught doing something wrong, they can handle it as they're 18. You have a 14-year-old kid that's, doing the same, you know, and let's face it, they're not all, you know, doing drugs and you know, breaking in and doing things. But it does come to that moment of boredom. You got one kid who maybe goes off the rails a little, and then 15 kids follow. And now the parents are screaming at the police because my son's 14. And granted, you know, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But if you give the police the ability to, you know, and I'm speaking really to the council and the Clark councilmen and women. You're just giving the police the ability to make that decision when they need to. That's really what it comes down to.
I agree with that.
Not running around chasing every kid, throwing them in the back of the car. But when you see three or four kids, maybe they're coming home from the boardwalk, or maybe they're coming home from work. You know, they can make that judgment call. They have to have that ability. It's not an overreach. I mean, there's too much extreme on one side or the other. You got to meet in the middle and say, you know, now they can say, hey, we're going to... we're going to be able to, if we see something that's just a little bit,
Alan, it allows them to use discretion the way they might use it if they pull you over. I mean, it sets a bar because, show me a reason why a 16-year-old needs to be out after 11 o'clock if the restaurants are closed. I mean, Clark, I can't imagine any of the restaurants are staying open after 11. I got to ask my buddy Mikey Schertz about Bistro 1051, but I'm pretty sure he closes around 10. And the kids under 18, they're not drinking, so it's not like they're going to a bar. I don't know if there are any bars open late in Clark, but the stores are closed. So what are you doing out there? I agree with you, man. Good to talk to you, Alan. Thanks for chiming in. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bob in Flemington. Good morning, Bob. What do you got?
Morning, Bill. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad for good. You know, it's a Wednesday, so you know, can't.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah, already.
The days fly. They
too
just
many
blend.
Restrictions, too many laws.
Just let them run amok.
You know, when we grew up as kids, well, then arrest them. Put the laws in place. Let the law take care of the people that are breaking the law. If a kid's out after midnight because he's on vacation and he's having a good time with his friends, what are you doing to these kids? You're restricting them.
I would say this, that there's this, that's why I said I could get behind midnight easier than 11, to be honest. However, I don't know that many people are taking summer vacation in Clark. Now, I love Clark, New Jersey. Don't get me wrong. The Italian Fest is awesome. Mayor Sal is one of the greats. I got a whole team there. The mayor now, Angel. I mean, just
came
a great
up
group.
For the festival.
Yeah, I know.
You can't
but the
let them go out for the night because of a restriction. Let kids be kids, but if they're breaking the law, then let the cops deal with them.
The problem
arrest
is,
them. I don't care what the age is.
The problem is, Bob. I think that we're reacting, and they've had a hard time just looking at the evidence of when these kids start to gather. It builds momentum, and all of a sudden, it gets too late. Now you got fights breaking out and everything else. I think they need the power to nip it in the bud. But look, I appreciate you, Bob. Hey, look, I am a small L libertarian at heart, so I get it. I hate the government. I'm sick and tired of the damn government. There's too much. I'm paying too much. There are too many damn regulations. I'm with you. However, if the parents are not going to do the job, I don't think other homeowners should be subject to these rowdy kids out all hours of the night. And if you give one more tool to the cops, I don't think it's a terrible thing. At least it gives them the right to say, hey, kid, where are you going? Because the kid that's not screwing around, it's just like if you're polite when you get pulled over, there's a good chance cops going to let you go. So I think we just need to get to a point where we empower our cops a little more. But look, I hear you, Bob. I hear the passion, and you're not wrong. Thanks for calling. All right, everybody else, hang in there. Tom and everyone, 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. The question is, do you like this curfew? So we've got kind of back and forth on good and bad. I love it. Damn kids, get off my lawn. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 818 is...
Jersey starts here. Back to Bill Spadia on New Jersey 101.5.
It's 825 on New Jersey 101.5. Let's jump right in. We're talking about the curfew proposed in Clark. Some towns already have it. 11 o'clock. Look, if kids are out under 18, it's after 11 o'clock. They're not cleaning the park. They're not stargazing. Chances are they're drinking, they're doing drugs, or they're up to something else. And if you can nip it in the bud and give cops the opportunity to question some of these kids, I mean, right now you can't. Remember, we've got a state where the cops are not allowed to go up and question the kids who are drinking or doing drugs, even if they're on and around a school property. Remember that nonsense under Murphy? Yeah. So I think we need to do everything we can to empower the police. And honestly, I think that's going to help parents. Let's go to Megan in Marlton. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. I feel it's a great thing because if parents aren't going to parent their young adult children and teach them right from wrong, then I'm sorry, someone else is going to, and you may not like it, but if you said, hey, you have to be in by 10, 11, midnight, depending on how old that kid is, and they're not listening, I'm sorry. Someone else is going to parent your child.
Yeah. And then you're going to have the problem if your kid talks back and gives the cop any crap and ends up getting taken to the PD. Now you got to get up at midnight and go and collect your child. So, yeah, I think it's, look, Megan, I just think as a homeowner, I live in an area where we don't even get trick-or-treaters. So we're kind of separate from the town. But I have to tell you, from living at the shore for many years, when you've got neighbors and you're on top of each other, you feel a little powerless if there are roving gangs of kids walking around, because it's not like it was 30 years ago. You got kids that are coming in from Philly and Newark and New York, and they don't live in the town. They're just there to cause trouble. Look what happened in Asbury Park in Long Branch the other day, right? That big fight that broke out. 'Cause 100, you need to empower the cops to talk to the kids before it gets to that point. So I'm with you 100%, Megan. If parents aren't going to do it, we as citizens need to stand up and say, we're going to take care of it.
Yeah, but the issue with that is now we have parents that let their kids do whatever they want. So they're yelling at the police, let my kid go. They did nothing wrong when you have evidence of it. So it's
right.
I feel like it's going to end up being for both parents and these young adults who are wreaking havoc, because it's just the parents should in turn get fined if their kid is out doing something. Then
100% agree with that. Yep, I'm with you. Thanks, Megan. Have a great rest of your day. Let's go to Kenneth in Burlington. What do you got, Kenneth?
Hi, how you guys doing? We're good morning. Doing
yeah, good morning.
I think it's a tremendous idea to have a curfew. When I was growing up, my parents, they were the ones that enforced the curfew. I was more afraid of my parents than getting caught by a cop doing anything.
Damn right.
It's a failure in parenting. That's at the root of this. And the other thing is just these legislators, they're absolutely insane with the stuff that they do. And, you know, and vilifying the police. I mean, it's just so much to this.
Yeah.
But it really starts at home. When the lights came on, we had to be in front of the house when the street light came on.
Yes.
When I was younger. When I got a little older, I got a little bit more leeway. But that was taken away if I violated the time I came in the house.
Bingo.
There was structure in the household. And I got my tail whipped so that I wouldn't have to later in life have my tail whipped by a cop.
Kenneth, your dad, did dad ever go to the belt?
Oh, man.
Right?
The belt, The switch. I remember my mom braided a switch and beat me with one day because yeah. I was a little older and I was like, you're kidding me. She braided a switch and we got our tails whipped. But yes. Guess what? I never got in trouble. I knew there were consequences for your actions.
Thank you, Kenneth. 100%. You and I are on the same page and had some similar experiences, man. Have a great rest of your day. All right, Tom, John, everybody hang in there. Right now it's 8:30. That means the news with Eric Scott is, well, right now.
Jersey's Morning Conversation, Bill Spadia on New Jersey 101.5.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hate-O-Meter.
Yeah, the song gets me every time. I just like it. I think it's almost like it's a welcoming song to say things are just gonna be
it's
all right.
A midweek pick me up,
isn't it? It is. It's like
I feel brighter already. I came in cranky this morning.
You
I feel
were
great
cranky,
right now.
But you feel you're smiling now. And Jen, this is your first time behind the board with the Hate-O-Meter.
I know, so, Hate-O-Meter Virgin.
Yeah, right, so are you
reporting
ready?
For duty?
All right,
yeah.
You're ready.
Yeah,
all right,
let's do it.
Thomas, I say we take it away.
I say we do too. This
All right.
First one here is from Jay Scott in Middletown on the App Chat.
This is on the App Chat. You know, I'm noticing, I'm just going to make a comment. I feel like, Eric, I don't know if you've noticed this, there's a rising hate on the App Chat. So it tells me two things. One, people are using it more.
Yes.
Which I think is very good. Two, they're expressing themselves in a way that allows them a little more than a tweet or a Facebook post because it's directly focused. Like they know we're going to see it.
And you can write a dissertation on it too if
That's
you so choose.
Yes. Sometimes, I know, Producer Thomas, you edit these down to get to the kernel of the hate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
We're still mourning the loss, by the way, of our favorite app chatter. I'm Ooh. Forgetting his name right now. Lewis in Manchester.
Lewis in Manchester. What
yes,
happened to him?
He was blocked again.
Oh,
by,
who blocked him?
By an outside party, not us.
Which show blocked him? Was it Judy? All right. why does Judy keep blocking Lewis in Manchester?
I don't know, but I can't go. But
she coming to the event tonight, Eric? Do you know?
Well, we're all supposed to be there, or so our corporate overlords have ordered.
All right. It is so we'll be at. All right. So I got to ask her tonight why she keeps blocking
Lewis.
Well,
I would unblock him, but it's been so long since then that I would have to scroll all the way down to his last comment.
I'm going to try to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. I don't want to delay. This is so. Who is this again?
This is Jay Scott in Middletown.
All right, let's do it.
Bill, you're such a whiny little. I thought you were a real man.
Huh.
Did he end that with a? That.
I need some context. Yeah, like I'm a whiny little bleep. And I like that he starts with Bill, so it's direct. So
it's personal.
It's personal. Even though if you're on the app chat, it's clearly coming to me because it's on my channel. But I like that personal. I'm concerned about the question though. Is it a question mark at the end of that?
Yes, there was a question mark.
What was the issue? Do we know?
They just thought you were being a little whiny, I guess.
So could have been any random thing.
Yeah, in general, I guess you were being whiny to them.
So he's questioning my manhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's funny is Eric is smiling over there. He's like, he enjoyed that. It wasn't one of the best.
No.
What do you think? Three?
That's a 2.5.
I like the phrase, though.
I like the phrase. I like the name. I like that he has a question at the end. Like, oh, I thought you were a real man.
Yeah.
Like, he's waiting for a response.
Yeah.
So, I guess it all depends on how you define it.
Do you have to go to Oz now and get a manhood back?
Maybe that's it. Follow the yellow brick road and get my manhood back. Yeah. All right, let's move on. I agree. 2.5 with that one.
Yeah.
Second one is from Joe and Terry Michaels on X. So it was like a duo here.
Wow, Joe and Terry.
Yeah.
Combined hate.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Spadia is on for Finnerty. I can't stand him.
Okay, now let me just address my thought on this one. Can't stand who? Me or Finnerty. So he's referring to my filling in for Finnerty on Newsmax.
Yeah.
But, right? I can't stand who? I think that needs clarification. Who is this again? Terry and?
This is Joe and Terry. So
Joe and Terry, if you're listening, I think you need to expand on this because you can't really tell from this hate.
Yeah, you know what? I might have misinterpreted that and just assumed that it was directed towards you, but it might have been directed towards Finity. It's possible.
Possible that it was love.
Yeah.
True.
Like, oh, we hate Finity. We're happy Spady is in.
Yeah, we can't stand him.
Maybe he hates Bill's both of us. I don't know.
Bill is back. So we're happy with that.
Could be.
Yeah. Could
or
be.
They tuned into Finity and saw my face and like, oh, God, this is horrible.
Could be either.
So I would say that Terry and Joe, they're going to need to clarify that before we can rate it.
Oh, okay. Obviously, yes.
Yeah, okay, let's move on.
This third one here is we're going back to the well here, Bill.
All right.
This is I Hate Bill on the app chat.
This guy changed his name on the app chat to I Hate Bill.
Yes, and this was last week. We used one of his first comments last week.
So is he a relatively new account user?
He may have just changed his name because he felt such passion towards hating you.
Yeah.
So we don't get
that. All right, let's hear it.
I hope somebody runs into you on the street and knocks you the out.
Now, we do not condone the inciting of violence.
Right, right. Let's just hear that one more time.
I hope somebody runs into you on the street and knocks you the out.
I mean, you know, he's not saying he wants to do it. He's hoping for it.
Though. Somebody, just that it like happens. Somebody will do it.
Yeah, so I don't think it doesn't rise to threat level. It rises to, like, wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wish someone would just knock you out.
Now, is he going to hire someone for this?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a good question. Here's what I like about it. I like that there's an action associated with it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of old school. Like he's trying to paint a picture of someone, like, because I can visualize someone running into me randomly on the street and just boom, knocking me the bleep out.
Yeah, little sucker punch going on.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So that's, remember they had that, it was a whole problem in New York City that the young kids were wilding, going knocking people out.
It was like a TikTok challenge or something like that.
Yeah, the knockout game.
Yeah, the knockout game.
Yeah, so maybe that's what he's referring to. Maybe he got inspired by that.
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah. Who is it again?
This was I Hate Bill.
Oh, this is I Hate Bill, of course.
How can you forget that one?
I would say I Hate Bill is leading today, though.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously. Right? Yeah, I think that's a four. I think it's a four.
That's a solid four.
Yeah. Yeah.
We reacted before he said run over. Immediately, we all started laughing.
We all,
so
yes.
So you knew it was good.
Let's hear it one more time. Just let's capture it.
Yeah.
I hope somebody runs into you on the street and knocks you the out.
Does it say something about us that we think it's funny? Is someone going to be like,
humor?
Hey, that could be serious? I don't know.
Yeah, so like we should report to the authorities.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, I don't know. I don't know. All right, let's move on. Last one.
This last one here is Thor, stay with me here, 344-60-522 on X.
Okay, let's hear it.
Grow a set and start to fight back.
Grow a set.
Grow a set.
Mm-hmm. So that's the questionable manhood bookended today.
Yeah, I think that's our theme today.
Yeah,
and assuming that random stranger could just knock me out on the street. So there's a whole theme of that.
Grow a set of what?
What's that?
Grow a set of what?
I think we're just
going
to leave it right there. Just going to leave it right there. What is he? What's the context, though? What's he saying?
That's when you posted from the X account. America, the X account of America, and they were talking about the illegal voting and when Trump put out that.
So this is almost a rally cry.
Yeah.
Right? And more than hate.
Grow a set.
Yeah, grow a set. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of what question?
No. That's a good question. Are we gardening? Like, what are we doing?
It's a valid question you've asked. All right. I think this was very nice. So thank you for participating once again.
Ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hate-O-Meter.
Good. 8:56 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. So we're talking about the curfew proposed in Clark, 11 o'clock. I think it's a good idea. Under the age of 18, you can't be out in the parks, on the sidewalks at, from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. I don't see any problem with this. You know, a kid who's under 18 is, what are they up to if they're out and about that late at night? It's probably not something good. Let's go to John in Bloomfield. Morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Happy
Wednesday, whatever it is, right? How you doing, all right?
Yeah, good, good. And I just want to say, have a great time next week.
Thank you. This Normandy trip is going to be awesome. It's with our friends at Conservative Tours, and we've got a nice group heading over. We're going to be I've not been to the Omaha Beach, etc., and we're going to spend 10 days across four countries. So it should be really, really cool. Anyway, what do you got on this, John?
I'm going with you guys.
Yeah, I love that you're coming.
Yeah. All right. So I just want to say real quick, I think it's a great idea because it gives law enforcement an opportunity to say, hey, look, come here, talk to me. What are you doing? And he makes his call.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
You know, he either it's going to be, you know, you come with me or you go home. But I don't think people should panic. Because any kind of a city ordinance or a town ordinance, it's not state statute. It's not going to be etched in stone. These things come and go. So they could turn around and say, hey, we're just going to do it for the summer and see how it works. But I still think it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, look, the idea that it could be it could just be a summer ordinance. I don't know that you need it in the winter when you think about the weather we get. You know, the kids are not hanging around smoking pot in the park at 11 o'clock at night on a December day. But at the same time, I agree with you. It gives the cops discretion, and you don't want to repeat in any other New Jersey town what happened in Long Branch a few weeks ago. You know, you get these,
exactly.
Right? I mean, it's bad news because it's bad for the businesses, bad for the homeowners. I also think you want to curb your vigilante potential justice where a homeowner might say, hey, why do I have a bunch of kids hanging out on the corner here? I'm going to go out and do something about it. And that could be problematic. This way, the cops are empowered to ask the questions and approach people and deal with it. I am with you 100%. All right, John, I'll see you. I'll see you in Frankfurt on Monday night.
Monday night.
All right. See you there. Thanks, John. Okay. Tom, hang in there. You'll be first on the other side. Right now, though, it is coming up on 9 o'clock. We'll continue this conversation about the curfew. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Do you think it's time for an 11 o'clock curfew for anybody under the age of 18 across New Jersey? I think the answer is yes. 8:59, 9 o'clock. Here's Eric Scott with you. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Okay, let's jump right into it. Tom, the Marine, is on from Monroe. What's going on, Tom?
Sipify Dallas, my man.
It's been a while, Tom. You haven't called in a while. We missed you.
Yeah, about 24 hours.
How you doing? You all right?
Good. I believe in 125%. That these police got to do what they got to do. And listen, they could always repeal the law or the ordinance that they're doing. Let's give it a try. Because guess what? Under the cover of darkness, you don't know what these kids are doing.
Well, that's the thing.
Pop-up parties.
You see it, right?
Yeah.
And Tom, there's not a discipline these days that we had when we were younger. Certainly not. And the kids that join the military, an 18-year-old kid that joins the Marine Corps, that kid's going to have a lot more discipline than these kids that are out there hanging around, not sure what the hell they're going to do with their life, right? Big difference.
Hey, minimum 2 years for everybody. Let's go, men and women, because there's a lot of bullshit going on.
I gotta dump you there. Can't say that, Tom. Oh. Come on, that's all right. Hey, so anyway, we got rules. Come on, Tom, you're a U.S. Marine. Have the discipline. No cursing on the air. Anyway. Couple things that I want to mention. First of all, yes, I think it's time that we have a curfew put in. I think we need this in more towns. And, you know, let me ask you this. Does it bother you if you are in a shore town that there's a curfew? I mean, I remember, like, when I was a kid, I told you this story, I don't know if it was yesterday or Monday or last week. But, you know, we were growing up, my grandparents had a cottage. And literally, it was a cottage, like three bedrooms. I mean, there were kind of three bedrooms. They were the size of closets. And we had and one bathroom. We had the outside shower, and that was good. But it was this tiny little place. So if you had too many people there, you wanted to get out. and walk, etc. But Seattle City was a calm, quiet town at that time. And you're talking about 70s into the 80s. There was no need for a curfew. The problem now is that we have the internet and social media. So what's happening is the young people are using small, quiet towns as meetups. And it's not good meetups. They're not meeting up to exchange recipes or exchange ideas on social discourse and politics. They're not meeting up to discuss whether or not they think that President Trump has a long-term plan for victory in Iran. They're meeting up to get into fights and do drugs and drink too much and act like morons. And of course, the challenge with that is, well, there are a lot of challenges. The challenge is that we don't have a lot of recourses against these kids. I remember, I think it was a couple of years ago when Governor Murphy violated his own COVID rules. That was a big deal because we just pointed out the hypocrisy. And the problem is that you had legislators that still went along with it. You know, again, stupid Republicans, right? The loudmouth in Morris County who voted for Juneteenth to be a state holiday, which was nothing more than pandering to a radical crowd. And the radical Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they pushed something, they got something out of it. And what happened? Things got worse. That's what happened. You don't cater to that nonsense. You look back on a country that is so great that we have empowered people of all races, colors, and creeds over a couple of centuries. And, you know, so again, the point I'm making is that we're now being intimidated again by these bullying crowds of thugs that are coming in on the trains, on the buses, on ride shares. And it's a problem. So to me, a curfew makes sense. But I mean this, we didn't have it. I don't remember a curfew when I was a kid. Jill, do you remember a curfew? I mean, I don't know.
No.
I'm an old man now, 57. But
like with tic-tac-toe night, that, you know, that's the night before Halloween. We called it tic-tac-toe night. And yes, but anyway, we had a curfew for tic-tac-toe night.
Why was it called tic-tac-toe night?
I don't know. You played tic-tac-toe by writing in soap on somebody's windshield.
Oh.
We already established grow up in
Little House on the Prairie days.
I'm not.
What is, yeah, what, Jen,
it was
what did you call it?
Night.
Mischief night.
Yeah. Tic tac toe.
Sorry.
I love it.
No kidding.
We discussed this before on air and people confirmed that I was, they validated me.
I have never discussed
me.
It. Where did you grow up? In Central Jersey? Right
in
here,
Mercerville,
right?
Mercerville, yes.
So you are a Mercer County girl.
Yeah, we had.
And Mercer County had tic tac toe.
On the parkway southbound, delays by exit.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
See?
Bob, come on. We're going to bring it in 2 minutes. Good grief.
Wait, and you know what? We were just, because you just had a caller that, you know, Jen did a great job. Baby's first, we were saying baby's first dump.
You know what?
But that didn't sound right. Baby's first dump.
That was, we did dump the call. But he did not bleep himself, so we had to do it for
him. So remember when you were naughty when you were young and you got one index finger, like an older person would get one index finger and swipe.
Oh, like the tisk.
The tisk. Kyle doesn't know what that is.
Stop it.
Yeah, me and Mike Brandt were like.
Jen, do you know that?
Of course.
It goes like this.
No, it's like you're starting a fire.
You have one index finger and you wipe the other.
Yeah, tisk.
You wipe the other one from back to front.
With your other index finger.
Tisk,
tisk. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Kyle doesn't know tisk, tisk.
Kyle doesn't know. What is he, 12?
And that was like sign language for us. It was like a teacher just went.
Yeah. Or your mom standing on your stoop.
If you got that from a teacher.
Oh, man.
You were in real trouble.
Mike Brandt and I are trying to figure out, what does that mean? What is this?
Mike Brandt,
you're swiping one finger with another.
Do you know about the tisk tisk?
Did you look it up?
Of course.
I know about it, but I don't know what it means. Jill, you're right.
It means
shame.
That's what it means, but why those fingers? Is that sign language?
This is like you're spreading butter on bread or something.
Or you're getting the switch.
You know? Maybe that's it.
They're starting to sharpen
now
up.
Oh, sharpen it. That's probably
how do we get from soaping windows to this?
All I want now is some sourdough with some creamy.
That part's my
butter.
Fault.
Oh, I don't know, man. Butter.
I turned it into that.
A little of the Malden salt on it.
Oh, this is what happens when I walk in the room.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Shame on me.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
All right.
Jimmy.
Tisk, tisk. All right. So anyway, what we got out of this whole conversation is don't curse on the air. Yeah. Because otherwise, we got to dump you.
And you'll have a curfew if you.
Jen's don't. First yeah. dump.
It started. She did good.
So did not come out right. Just, I know. Jill comes in. She goes, "Baby's first dump." I looked right at her, like, really?
Yeah.
As I said it, I was like,
"You knew there was a problem." All right, it's 9:18. Let's bring in Bob Williams and your fast traffic.
Morning Conversation. Now back to Bill Spadia on New Jersey 101.5.
9:25 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So we, what's interesting is that we have a battle over these curfews because a lot of folks default to individual liberty and this libertarian notion that somehow any law enforcement is somehow an overreach. But you know, guys, it's not. Sometimes you have to get tough and protect our communities. And I think that too many people get caught up into the ideology of it. But the reality is we have a problem in this state and in this country because we have too many people that take advantage of the fact that law enforcement becomes the target of people being mad at whatever they're mad at, and the cops are the bad guys. And I think it's time we stop that nonsense. Let's go to Ann in Philly. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Your show. Just want to say that I listen to y'all all the time.
I'm so glad.
But Bill, I didn't like your comment about June 19th.
Why?
Why? Because it does not bring in thugs, okay? It's a celebration. I'm living in Philadelphia, but I was born and raised in Texas.
Yep.
And that was a special day for us as blacks, you know, and I enjoy it all the time, June 19th, and we should celebrate it.
In Texas, I mean, it marks the end of the, it marks when word got reached that slavery was over in Texas.
Yes, and it was
so
like
make it a Texas holiday.
Years.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. It was designed to showcase America as a racist country. This all came out of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Instead of celebrating the fact that, and I've said this a lot, Ann, and you tell me if you've heard me say this. Prior to the 1960s, when the Democrats were pushing and with the Republicans, with certain factions battling over what to do after some of the riots, etc., people forget that prior to the civil rights movement in the 60s, there was a rapidly growing black middle class in this country that nobody talks about. In the entertainment world, in the hospitality world, thousands of black-owned hotels and restaurants, they had projected that literally by the later 20th century, by the 80s, that black middle class incomes and white middle class incomes would have been almost exactly the same. And the problem is that what we ended up with is a guilty government looking back over long ago history and rewriting history to essentially turn a welfare program into a start of what really reads as reparations. And what did we get for it? We've got horrible conditions across New York City, horrible conditions across Newark, Trenton, Camden. The real empowerment.
What does that got to do with not celebrating June 19th?
It's not a question. If you want to be, here's why. Yeah. Because the holiday was put in place in order to placate a radical movement that has infected our school system to let kids think that we're this racist country.
I mean,
of course it is.
That's your opinion.
Yes.
Okay.
That is exactly my opinion.
Yes, and my opinion is that we should celebrate it. And like I said, I didn't like the comment about how you wouldn't like to celebrate. I mean, actually have that as a holiday. I mean, we celebrate July the 4th.
Well, July the 4th is the celebration that we all come together as Americans. Juneteenth.
Yes, we all come together as Americans. But still, we all come together for June 19th. So,
but we don't, though, Ann. We don't. We don't because we are ignoring. Juneteenth was done as a crumb off the table to placate radical ideology that somehow America is a racist country, which completely ignores the growing middle class we had among Black Americans in the 50s before the riots in the mid 60s. It completely ignores the fact that America led the way to stop slavery. And what we should have done is separated President's Day like we originally had, Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday, celebrate the founding of the country, celebrate the unity of the country and the end of slavery. Instead, we made up a holiday. They cherry-picked a holiday out there in one state, and they made that a national cry, and I think it was a mistake. Anyway, Ann, I've got to jump, but I appreciate you. I always appreciate a disagreement. That's fine. We can respectfully disagree. That's what this country's all about. 9:30. Here's your news with Eric Scott.
Back to Bill Spadia on New Jersey 101.5.
9:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. And tisk, tisk. Kyle did not know what tisk, tisk meant. Or now, did he not know what the finger motion meant, Joe?
He never saw the index fingers rubbing each other. And I asked Joe Heyer, and Joe said, oh, yeah, it's shame, shame.
Shame, shame.
Shame, shame.
Might be. What's the tisk from? Is that, it's just a sound? Is that what
yeah.
it is, Joe?
Yeah, like shame on you.
It's, yeah?
Yeah. My mother did it all the time.
Really?
Is it an Italian thing? I don't even know.
I remember it. Oh, by the way, I have an update. What did you call it? Tic-tac-toe night?
Yeah.
And Jen,
Mischief Night,
right? Kyle, yeah. What about you? Mischief Night.
Mischief Night.
All right, hold on. I got
Joe's
a note
soaping
from
windows. I don't know what she's doing.
I got a note from my buddy Phil in Newark. He said, we called it Mystery Night.
Mystery Night.
Mystery Night. Never heard that.
Is that
a Newark thing? Mystery, you never know what you're going to get. Could be good, could be bad.
Could be a gunshot. We could soap them.
Right? So, mystery
did anybody
night.
Ever soap your windows? No one ever soaped my windows.
No, the big thing was like toilet paper in the trees.
Eggs. You had a bar of soap eggs. And you would write on people's windows with soap because it didn't do much damage. The soap, you
so
know.
It was like friendly mischief.
Yes. I saw that on Little House of the Prairie when they went to soap windows, Jill.
Well, that's where
Little
I
House on the Prairie.
Yes, they were out.
Takes place in like the 1800s
yes,
or
they were out soaping windows. That's the only reason why I
Think
know
about
that.
Think about how mad you would be. If I'm a parent in the 1800s, and these pain-in-the-neck kids, you know you're making your own soap in those days.
But the windows are clean.
I just spent three weeks, and it took me 3 weeks to make 2 bars of soap, and you're right on somebody's wagon? I'm super pissed.
Well, listen, eggs were a hot commodity back then. They are now. No one's throwing eggs. We threw eggs in toilet paper. And shaving cream.
It's different today.
Shaving cream was my thing.
Yeah, shaving cream.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, but
it
was toilet paper, yeah.
Toilet paper, shaving cream, and eggs.
It was a hot mess.
Yeah.
Now, it's totally different. You can't count nice can't things today. You can't do that crap today. Yeah. No way. No, I don't know. We've gone. Yeah, tisk, tisk. It just sounds ridiculous. And the motion of the fingers.
Yeah, the one index finger. It's like you're trying to get friction. Other index finger.
Right? Oh, I see producer Thomas is there. Maybe. Come on in for a second.
I think Thomas knows? Thomas.
No, here's the thing. Oh. Here's the thing, producer Thomas. We were not going to do the clean out because you weren't here. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if we should.
Something.
What's that?
I was attending to something. But we
should we start? You don't want to start now? Is it too late?
It's red.
I mean, it's 9:42. I've got like couple of minutes left.
Let's wait till Friday.
You want to do it Friday?
Let's do Friday, but I'm making you do it Friday. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Because I'm away for 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm back on the 7th.
Yeah,
for a remote broadcast in the. By the way, I'll be at the Asbury Park Boardwalk on Friday the 7th. But if I don't clean this out between now and then,
it's disgusting. We can't leave.
And that. Michelle comes in. Has she complained yet? Does anybody know?
She would never.
No, she hasn't. She hasn't said a word.
She's always so positive.
Because I actually talked to her. I said, you know, you're sitting here in Bill's mess. She's like, it's not that bad.
Michelle is super positive.
No, she, you know, she was thinking this is disgusting, but she's trying to be Michelle.
Can we get
sweet?
Can you get a quote from her? Will you see her?
Did she see the hair that's growing in that box? There's hair.
To be fair, here's the interesting thing. It could be growing, and that tells me like this came from a lab in China.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Was it from a wet market?
You're not wrong.
No, it was from a lab.
You're not wrong.
This is from a gain-of-function lab in China, and they're making beards, and I bought them. Yeah. By the way, just to clear up, the fake beard from China did not work to operate my Face ID on my phone.
Well, I'm glad it didn't.
Here's why I'm saying this. I have now had five people in just the last 2 weeks ask me, hey, did the fake beard work to open your phone? These are the questions that I get. Here I am. We're talking about major issues,
yes.
Voter fraud, immigration, taxes, curfews. Like, hey,
this is the hard-hitting topic people want to know.
That's like, what was it, Matt and Bath on the app chat? He keeps asking you about, did you clean the bin up, Bill?
Matt and Bath.
No, I want him to keep it up because we need to poke the bear here because it's never going to happen.
I kind of don't want to do it now. That's the problem. But I think what you're saying is I need to do it.
No, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
All right, so Friday it is. All right,
But we need it.
So Jill, Jen, you're the witness. What time are we going to do it?
Let's do it after the news at 8.
All right. 8 o'clock, we are going to clean the bin, and I will read live some of the things that are stuck in this bin. All right, let's wrap it up. We got Garrett Nasbury. You're going to tell us what you're going to tell us, Garrett.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
So Asbury Park has had a youth curfew for many years now, and that is 13 years and younger must be off the streets by 9:30. And 14 to 17 have to be off by 11 p.m. However, and that runs till 6 a.m.
Yep.
Except with exceptions for minors accompanied by an adult or if traveling to and from work or a religious or school event. So, you know, growing up here in Asbury Park, I think it all has to do with, and anywhere, not just Asbury Park, is good parenting. And we're allowed to play with our friends and go outside. But let me tell you something. When it started to get dark and you were told to be home by a certain time, you were home. We weren't on the streets after dark because nothing happens good after dark. So we were home. And if we were going to be late, you called to tell them you were going to be late. And if you stayed at a friend's house, those parents didn't have us out on the streets either. We were in the house after dark.
Thank you, Garrett. It comes down to parenting. Thank you. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling. Have a great rest of your day. Guys, I wanted to just address something we had talked about earlier, because I really do. I respect you as an audience, and Anne called from Philly and she was upset because I don't think Juneteenth should be a holiday. I think it's very important that you all understand my position on this. Number one, this creates a racially divided Independence Day. That's number one. We have an Independence Day. It is July 4th, and we should be celebrating that as Americans and not being divided by something race specific. Number one. Number two, the day, June 19th, marks when Union troops got to Texas, and it marked was not the end of slavery. Just so we're clear, slavery didn't end to the 13th Amendment, which was ratified on December 6th, 1865. So if you want to have a unifying day to celebrate the end of slavery, December 6th would have been a far smarter date than June 19th. But number three, and this I think is really important, that this is performative politics all over again. This all came out of the George Floyd nonsense. Remember that. All the riots. And by the way, George Floyd, the autopsies have confirmed, not dead by asphyxiation on the knee, on the neck. No, the guy was a criminal drug addict. And you want to deal with the harshness of that or not? How come there are no, where are the statues of Clarence Thomas? No, we get murals and statues of criminals. We need to get a grip, guys, or we're not going to get back to racial harmony. And we should have it. And the only way to do it is to truly be colorblind and look at us as Americans, whether you're white, black, Asian, doesn't matter. Everything in between. We are Americans. We unify on July 4th. We just celebrated 250 years. The idea of cherry picking a date out of nowhere when Union soldiers arrived in Texas, you got to be kidding. Now it's a federal holiday? Ridiculous. Should have never happened. You want to celebrate the 13th Amendment actually ending slavery on December 6th? Do that. But the best thing we can do is we ought to separate Washington and Lincoln, celebrate the founding of the country with Washington and the unification of the country after a bloody, horrible war and the end of slavery with Lincoln. Two holidays. They should have never combined it into President's Day. That would have solved the problem and been historically accurate. Anyway, rant over. I'll be right back. 9:48, fast traffic.
You shouldn't.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. As you know, it's time for me to head out. A few things to recap as I wrap up. By now, you've all heard about the so-called glitch causing more than 6,000 illegals to be registered to vote in New Jersey. Now, forgetting the obvious that this doesn't happen if illegals didn't have the right to get a driver's license in Jersey, a move supported by the GOP nominee for governor in 21 and 25. Then you add the Senate Minority Leader involved in a battle against the Trump administration. Right, the Republican Minority Leader against Trump to stop some of their actions against illegals in New Jersey. So the New Jersey Republican Party is going to have a hard time convincing anyone that they're the champions of voter integrity. But guys, there's a bigger issue here. The governor is outmaneuvering the GOP once again. She's laser focused on presenting the glitch as a one-time problem. And look, given the relatively small numbers, you know, 6,600 people saying only 400 actually voted, she's able to say the incident didn't sway the outcome of any election. The problem is the facts are showing otherwise. You know, back in May of this year, the U.S. Attorney's Office brought charges against illegals allegedly voting in elections back in 2020. That's 3 years before this glitch. Fox News also reporting on the RNC's effort to expose illegals on voter rolls. You know, they found documentation showing there were some illegals voting in New Jersey back in 2000. Cheryl's sudden transparency. Yeah, suspiciously convenient. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen is actively investigating non-citizen registrations across many states, including Jersey. And they found more than 35,000 that are registered. This is an aggressive push for federal scrutiny ahead of the midterms and to clean things up. But the governor wants to talk about a glitch involving 6,600 voters. So when you think about that, why is she doing it now? Because she doesn't want you to believe that there's a bigger problem. They're blaming the last administration, blaming the vendor. We need to focus on ending illegals driving in this state, and we need to fully 100% support Mark Wayne Mullen and Tom Homan and President Trump to get the illegals out of this state. That's going to solve the problem. Plus, we need a total re-registration of voters in New Jersey. I think the federal government should do it nationwide. You should have to prove that you're a citizen before you can vote. Last point, Clark, New Jersey, looking for a curfew from anybody under the age of 18, 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. Some residents pushing back. They tabled the measure last night, but so we're clear, I think it's a good idea. Kids hanging around after 11 o'clock, they're not stargazing. They're not working to clean up the parks. No, they're more likely drinking or using drugs or up to some other nefarious activity. Let's empower the cops. Let's get ahead of some of the dangerous activities that have plagued some of our New Jersey towns over the years. All right, guys, got to go. I'll see you tomorrow at 6.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day, he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy.